Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. Today we're going to talk about marketing, but we're going to talk about marketing if you have a product-based business. And I know a lot of times we talk about service-based businesses, but today we're going to flip it a little bit. And there are those of you out there who are product and service based. So you're really going to luck out. What we're going to talk about today is photo marketing, the future of marketing. And we have a guest today who's going to tell us all about it. So let me tell you a little bit about her. So Leah Biscardi is a photographer who works with product based businesses and specializes in marketing the story of your products to capture the hearts of your consumers. With over 10 years of photography experience, Leah assists new and current businesses to boost their sales through human connection. She educates entrepreneurs on how to tell their story through visuals and to utilize their network to sell their products. She's a visual storyteller, product photographer, and an all-around networking coach looking to help product-based owners to be successful in increasing sales. So we're going to jump into that. Thank you so much, Leah, for being here with me today.
Thank you, Patty, for having me on.
So I always believe that there's always this meandering story when we are an entrepreneur, right? It's not like we woke up one day and said, you know what, I think I'm going to be a visual storyteller and a product photographer, right? So I know something somewhere you found that to be your passion and purpose. So when did you wake up and have that aha moment where you just said, you know what, this is my niche and this is what I'm going to do?
Well, it's a long story and I don't want to talk about the whole story, but long story short is I used to teach science. I used to be very hands-on. I always loved photography, but I always did photography on the side. I just knew it was a passion of mine, but I wasn't sure how to make money with it. And right before the pandemic hit, I moved to a new town and I was like, I really want to meet other business owners, but I also want to make money out of it because I'm not sure I want to teach anymore. And so the idea just hit me one night, as most small business owners have grand ideas in the middle of the night. I was thinking about switching my niche of landscape photography to commercial photography. So I reached out to local business owners as a way of networking. I offered them a free photography session. I said, I don't have experience. I would love to get some experience. So can we work together on this? And they took me up on the offer. And here we are almost 2 years later with now all this expertise. And throughout the journey, I just learned that telling a story was way more beneficial than just posting pictures on social media.
I think that's true for anybody, even though obviously taking pictures and telling a visual story of a product, right? What's good about that is it's a specific product for you, or at least branded for you, right? But I mean, a water bottle is a water bottle, maybe, or maybe not, right? It's all in how you do it. But then again, marketing is marketing, or maybe not. It all depends upon how you do it, right? And I believe how you do it is where the story is. And the story is what makes people know that they have the same vibe as you. and know that of all the photographers or all the marketing people or whatever we're talking about, that you're the one that they want to hire. So I love that. As a speaker, I know how important story is. It tells everything. As somebody who does branding, the story is everything. And I'm going to say that I believe more and more now in the marketplace, story is almost the currency if you combine that with relationships, right? So relationships plus a story together, those two things make up that human connection that you were talking about. And it's that heartfelt connection that make it easier for people to pull out their wallet. Would you say?
I totally agree. There's a whole concept to my business idea that humans really need to connect with each other and really need to put the social in social media. So we understand that we have to take in content and we need to create content. But if that content is not valuable to the human reading it, then why are we posting that content? So human connection is huge in marketing, especially in service-based. But I think people undervalue how much human connection means in the product-based business world.
I think it's really important because I think that what used to be when we were creating content, so whether that was whether you were service-based or product-based, we used to believe that it was all about being robust, like giving lots and lots of value, giving all this robust content. But then as people spent more and more times on social, we sort of have a snack size mentality now. We want everything quick and easy, get to the point. And even if somebody sent us a newsletter that was nice and robust and had lots of really great content, we would save it so we could come back to it, of which we probably will never find the time to come back to it. So I think it's really important to snack size your content. But with that said, I think also in the service-based world, and then we'll flip it, it's all about stopping the scroll, right? That's the whole thing. I know that in marketing, that's what I work on with my clients. How do you stop the scroll? But I also feel like because of the advertising opportunities that people have, some of the ways that people do it, in my opinion, so I'll state that, in my opinion, they don't always do it ethically. Sometimes the visuals that they use don't actually have anything to do with what they're selling or what they're offering, right? They just know that we love seeing those visuals. I saw this baby visual once. People love babies, pets, they're things are that really light people up, and that makes us stop. And I'm not saying never use it. I'm just saying, are you able in a story? The story is the glue that ties the two things together so that it makes sense. And people's heart says, oh, I love that. That's really a great story. And then when they're thinking about why you told the story, how that makes absolute sense. Whereas if they took that time to do it and then they got to the end of the story about kids and then found out that you were selling, I don't know, saw blades or tools or something, they might be like, well, that was a great story. And now I just took 5 minutes to read it and they wouldn't be very happy with you, right? And so I know that in the product world, that may be true as well. So how important is stopping the scroll when you are product-based versus service-based?
So I believe it's more important because if you think about service-based, when people or clients are wanting to work with you, they're actually buying you because you're the one who are offering the service. So you show your face a lot. You tell stories about your results with your clients. You really tell them about who you are, your vibe, your morals. And people forget that in the product-based world, unless you're a really big box store like Amazon or Best Buy, like people already know what you sell, what you do. It's just when they want to know when the next sale is going to be. But in product-based world, when you're a small business owner, you have a lot of competition. So I work with a lot of self-care, wellness, and home decor clients. And I always tell them you have to not sell the product, but you have to sell the idea of the product, of why it's important that someone has it. Like I tell people all the time, I don't need to have 50 different types of candles in my house, but if that candle is meaningful to me, it's the reason I buy it. So it's always the grandma's kitchen story. And it just takes a minute. And what people don't realize is when you take a picture of a candle, you really want the ambiance that candle's going to give that person to show up in the photo. So you don't want to take a picture of a candle on a window sill with a rainy cloud in the background and it be really dark, hard to see the label, hard to see what the candle looks like. And it's just a terrible representation of what a candle does. Now, can you take a photo showing that the candle is going to bring you happiness on a gloomy day? Yes, but you need to set the scene. So I tell people all the time, it's kind of like romance. Like usually if someone's going to propose to you or you're going to have a very romantic night, you set the scene. You like dim the lights, you light these candles on the table, you have this homemade meal. It's the same thing with the photo. You really have to set the scene so that people feel like, okay, if I buy this product, then I'm going to feel that same way. And that's why a lot of people who have candles have these bright, airy scenes because they want to really tell people, hey, this candle is really important to make you happy.
I 100% agree with you. That's why, like, if somebody is going to go have a massage, for example, and they go to Google and they look through, well, man, candles play a big role, for example, on what a candle can do for the experience and how the aromatherapy or whatever the case may be. I can't even tell you how many times I have chosen a place by the photography they use to depict my experience, right? Because I want to know about my experience. And they say what? A picture paints 1,000 words, right? So I think it's really important to make sure that if you have that type of product, using your example of a candle, it doesn't matter how beautiful you set it, but really it is, what is it going to do? So I know, for example, say somebody was wanting to sleep. And so there was a candle that was calming and relaxing. You could use that in a picture. If something is going to renew and energize you, you could use that in a picture if it was romance, right? And I know the reason why it's really funny that you picked that one is because I just spent this morning looking for massage oil and I was looking for massage oil to mix in with my lotion. And there were so many of them, right? There was like Renew and Energize and Passion. I mean, there were so many massage oils and they all were the same bottle, but they just had a different name on them. And I was thinking, oh, wow, if I was going to take my shower at nighttime and do it, I'd want this one. If I'm going to do it in the morning, I'd want this one. And I thought to myself, wow, the pictures that they used of the product really made a difference. So I know it's just funny that you picked that example and I just had that experience and the picture did do it for me. So what is that? I mean, this doesn't sound as sexy, but like props matter, right? So I have seen it like when you see TV shows, specifically like Good Morning America or any of them, and they have somebody on there that has a product, right? How the product is laid out really makes all the difference in the world, right? On whether that's going to sell. I mean, even if you think about it, if somebody watches Shark Tank, when they get up there and give their pitch, blah, 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 right? And then over to the right, they've got it all displayed and whatever. And believe me, in those 2 seconds we're looking at that display, I don't know what the stat is for how much of a percentage of our decision is already made. But a lot of that decision is made. And if you hear the sharks, they're always talking about, oh, this product looks good, but this doesn't tell me and I don't get a feel for it. And they're always looking at packaging. So if people are thinking about packaging, boy, how to position in the marketplace with photos is absolutely critical. So hiring the right person, such as you, that's going to do photos is really important. And then to be able to say that you are also a visual storyteller is really important because it seems to me, and I would like you to speak on this, but it seems to me that when you are posting visuals, it's not just about the product, it's about the why you should buy the product.
Yes, I 100% agree. And this is, if anyone scrolls through my social media, all I talk about is value. And I talk about how you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And people are always saying, well, I want to sell my product. I don't want to just tell people about my product and why it's good. I want to make sales. And I said, well, people are not going to buy your product if they don't know how it's going to help them. I said, only 3% of people scrolling are impulsive buyers, which means you need to stop the scroll, gain their attention, not only in the photo, but in the caption, and also draw them in. So that story that you tell, that image that you take really resonates with the person. So they make that buy. Like, for example, you talked about babies and dogs. Anytime I'm scrolling on Instagram and there's an interrupted ad, this is something about a dog or a dog model or something, I'm like, oh my God, I have to buy this for my dog because I love my dog like a child. So I'm like, I have to buy this because it's dog related. But it's also how they set the scene. They show puppies instead of older dogs because people love puppies more than older dogs. That's just an opinion. People use that in advertising because puppies are just cute and adorable. It's the same reason why they use newborn babies instead of grown men, because grown men, unless they're super attractive, nobody's going to want to buy something that's baby related with a grown man in it. So you have to be very strategic. And I think telling people why they need it is actually convincing them that they need it. So again, with the candles, I don't need 50 scented candles, but every candle that I buy has a different scent to it, which reminds me of a happy time. So for example, and the reason I keep bringing up candles is I bought a candle a couple of weeks ago and I was just eating lunch at the kitchen table and I lit it because it's a birthday candle smell. And it just reminded me of a birthday cake. And I just love birthday cake. So I was like, I might as well have that while I'm eating lunch just to give a good smell to the kitchen. So it's something that people will strike a match and light in a moment. And it's not just candles. I mean, it could be anything. It could be specific dog food because it's healthier for the dog. It could be specific snacks for you because it's healthier. You have to tell people why that product in your product is important.
And I think that's really good. So let's just stick with the dogs because we're on the dogs, because I think it's a good example. So we've all seen the really sad commercial about all the dogs when they're asking us to pay money for all those sad dogs. You notice they don't use cute little puppies in that story, right? Because that's not the story. The story is, look at these animals that people have mistreated that need our help. That's the story and the why. And I cry every time I see that one. It's like so sad every time. But then when, say, somebody wants you to purchase a service where you are going to, they're going to deliver the things to your puppies to your house, well, now it's a whole different story because now it's all about you opening that door and your dogs recognizing the box and now they know there's something in it for them and stuff like that. So those are all visual stories. I mean, we're sticking with candles and puppies because you can't go wrong with candles and puppies, right? But it really does. And each one of those things does something different. And to your point about the candles, that's so true because there's a lot of, as a general rule, I like kind of musky, smoky type of scents myself, sandalwood and some of those scents. However, I have this one candle that's honeysuckle because when I was a kid and my mom would come home back then, she was like an Avon representative or something back then. She used to have these little demi stick perfumes and they smelled like honeysuckle and my mom's passed away. And so every time I smell honeysuckle, I think of this memory with my mom. Right. So people evoke, if you can evoke an emotion, whether that emotion is, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, that would just, oh, that my puppies would still get to have the toys they wanted and the food they wanted. And I don't have to worry about going to the store or whatever that case may be. Right. Or even like why they make us feel we should use these kind of disposable diapers versus those kind of disposable diapers, whatever the case may be. That is photography and or a story that they are telling us. And in service-based businesses, yes, you do it and you can tell that story, but the product photography, like once we see the picture, we're already starting the feeling. Then you're telling us the story, which just cements that to us and moves us along in the process. I'm really loving this topic, and I've never had anybody on my podcast this topic, but I'm just loving it so much. What about like when people, like how there's certain things that we see, and when we see them, it makes us go back to that place over and over again. So the more you see it, the more we know that when we see this, it makes us do this, right? This is what happens, this or that. I think that is important, especially when you are targeting a certain market, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure that like for nurses or whatever, they probably can't have candles, but there's certain things that like clean linen, certain people, for whatever reason, we love certain things. Like for me, I loved your birthday cake one, but if I was eating lunch and I was smelling a candle that smelled like birthday cake, it'd be really hard for me not to have dessert, right? That would just evoke that emotion for me, right? So I think different things do that. But when you're thinking about who your target market is, and specifically, since I'm in marketing, who your target buyer is, which is even more important than your target market, you have to keep the story and the why. But how would you go about, from your point of view? I mean, I could give you my point of view all day, but from your point of view, how would you, if you were product based, use that when you're targeting your market, when you're storytelling and you're trying to stop the scroll and you're a small business owner and entrepreneur, you got all these things going on and you're trying to target your market and or do market research too, right? Because that would be a really important one. So how do you use those things when you're working with someone in order to help them increase sales?
So I call them series. So for example, if we want to continue with the candle idea, that would be great. So I've had past clients who they don't know who their ideal client is. And it's really hard for me as a product photographer to take photos if they don't know who their ideal audience is. So part of my skills is the photo marketing side is I help walk them through that before we even do the product photography so that I have an idea who their client is. And they say, well, I want to market to these people because I have these products. And I want to market to these people because I have these products. So what we do is we call it a series. So if they have four separate, which are all under the same umbrella. So for example, if you have candles, wax melts, fragrance sticks, and car fresheners. Oh, yeah, the room spray. Okay, so if you have those four things, you may be targeting four different people. Like the room spray could be helpful to moms who have kids in sports and their equipment smells all the time and they could just spray the bag or something so it could smell better. Whereas the candle's meant to burn in one location and the wax melts are meant to burn in one location. So what you do is when you're creating your content, you really block it up so you're repeating over and over again. So for two whole weeks, you talk about the same product and have different product photos of that product. And you talk about it as through a story. And then you switch to a new product. And then you go back to that original product. You keep repeating yourself, but it's not like you're posting the same picture 7 days in a row with the same story. Because I heard on a podcast earlier, you're the only one that sees 100% of your content. So people may miss something. So even if you post on Monday and Tuesday, very similar stories, they may only see Monday and not see Tuesday. So when I'm helping a client with that, it's also why I tell people when you photograph a product, you photograph different angles of that same product because it's the same product, but it's different pictures. So people may stop scrolling because they're like, oh, I saw a picture like that the other day. Is it the same thing? And they'll click on it and read about it and be like, it sounds similar. I'm not sure. And then they'll see another picture that's very similar, another picture that's very similar, and it starts capturing their attention. And I think that's very important, is repetition, but not repeating yourself and posting the same content.
I love that. And then not only that, but my marketing brain just said that, staying with the candle thing, because I think it kind of makes our story. So staying with the candle thing, it could be that somebody loves wax melts and they just love those. And maybe they don't like to burn candles. maybe they have little kids or whatever, but they love those sprays, right? They love to spray those sprays on their pillow or whatever the reason is, right? Everybody has their preference. But also, this is where you really can increase sales, because I know for me, if I find a scent that I like specifically from one person, so like they sell candles and all those things that you just said, and I love this scent, like we'll say sandalwood, I love sandalwood. So if I saw that they sold sandalwood, the very first thing I'm going to do is, what else do they sell in sandalwood? Right. Oh, so you have a candle in sandalwood. Okay, that's great. Maybe or maybe not. Am I looking for another candle? However, maybe I'm looking for a spray and I said, oh, they have a spray. Oh, you know what? I was just thinking I might want to get a spray. Oh, yeah, I think I will get the spray. Oh, and you know what? I think I will get the wax melt. But you know what? As long as I'm going to get the wax melt and the spray, I might as well go ahead and buy the candle. Right. And so really, that's sort of how we buy. And we bundle. We're used to batching, bundling, whatever the case may be, whether you get a discount to that, not get a discount, whatever their product model is for sales. The fact of the matter is, sometimes we want to get, oh, we love wax melts. And maybe when we get to wax melts, we're like, oh, I love this scent, they buy five wax melts. So whatever the case is, there's always the ability to increase sales. But again, sticking with your story, if you're telling a story based on emotion, like happiness, joy, right? Relaxing, stress relief, sleep enhancing, whatever the case may be, we all have most of those things at some time. So for me, again, if I was going to buy a product and I saw, oh, I really love these candles, and then I saw they had those other things, I might be more apt to buy them if they told me a story about how here's when you feel this. Oh, but guess what? We don't always feel that. Sometimes we feel this. So once you start getting into the story of it, and then I feel like from a marketing point of view, and now I'm going to ask you the question, I also feel like when I am buying products, I want to know the story and I want the why when I'm buying it, but the company itself, I also want to know what their mission is, if they have one. Like, what's their mission? Do they have a cause? Like, what are they passionate about? Because that makes me feel good, right? So there could be five companies, but if one person says, you know what, we did this, like, I'll give you a perfect example, and it's not candles. I had someone one time, I was sick, really sick, and I had posted on social. And one of my friends saw that I was sick, and I had said something in the story on social that I really wish my mom was here, because whenever I was sick, she would make me homemade chicken noodle soup. And when I was sick, like, it always makes me think that my mom's not there, makes me sad. And so 2 days later, the doorbell rings, I open it up, and it's this package, and I open it up. And would you believe there's a company that actually makes homemade chicken noodle soup, sends it to you, and it comes with biscuits and a ladle and like all this whole thing. And I was like, wow. And so my friend had sent that to me. But here's what did it for me. When I went and looked up the company, the woman who had the company, her mom had made her chicken noodle soup and had passed away, and that she took her mom's recipe. That's made her feel good when her mom, and her mom wasn't there anymore. So lo and behold, not only do I buy their chicken soup, but every single person I know, whenever I hear somebody tell me, I see on social that they're sick, I literally send them that soup, because I feel like it's not just about the soup, but the story is so good. So I think that sometimes when you can share a story of why you do what you do, even if, say, there was more than one soup thing, her story was so good that even if somebody else had better chicken soup, I'd buy hers anyway, because I love the story that's attached to it. So can you speak to that?
So I want to go back to one thing you were talking about before, market research, and how you were talking about, like, when you're going online and you're trying to see a story about this makes you feel this way. Well, I think it's really important when you do market research. Let's go with the soup example. So which soup makes you feel better when you're feeling sick? And you do a poll on your social media, or what scent do you like to smell when you're sick? You do this, and that can help with your description and your story. Now, I know a lot of people that don't tell their story of why they started their business or what their mission is, because people really are heartfelt about it. For example, there is a former student of mine. His mom had another son who's autistic, and he doesn't really do well in social surroundings. So she has to keep him busy at home. And what she did was had him start drawing things and then selling them to other people because he was very good at art. So their story was he was selling the artwork to help donate to autism research or a local foundation. I can't remember which one it was, but that's why people will buy the art, because not only is it someone who is autistic, but he's on a mission. And so is the mom, to give that money to a charity because they want to make sure they help other kids. It's the same thing with the dogs, like that sad commercial. A lot of people are drawn to really purchase that because they think they're going to be helping those dogs in need. And people are really drawn to that. It's the same thing when you see the UNICEF commercial with the kids in Africa. You're like, oh, I really want to donate to them and help them, because it's that heartfelt, that those heartstrings. And that's why I always tell people that telling your story, your why, through your photos and your caption is important. And people are always afraid to bring their kids into the situation. I don't have kids, but if I had kids, they would be part of my why I keep going. So people are always afraid to show their kids on social media, but I think it's part of their story. And the same thing with their products. Like, a lot of people are afraid to show, like, when they first started making their products, they didn't look as well as they do now. No, showing that progress is part of your story, your mission, that you keep going and keep going. And I think that's also why I tell people they need to have professional photos, because they need someone on the other side to see their story. And part of my mission is helping business owners find self-confidence. And what I tell people is, not only do I take product photos, but I take the photos as people are making them. So I work with local businesses and take the behind the scenes photos so that they can see the picture and be like, oh, that's me. I'm making that product. And that's part
and of that's part of the story.
Yes.
It's the behind the scenes part of the story, for sure. Because it could have been this, we started out, I mean, we've all heard the story. I mean, look at all the big names. We could be talking about Microsoft and whatever. A lot of times it's like, oh yeah, we were packaging these up in our garage, right? Now we have a packer and whatever, but we started out with this, and this is what we did with our kids every Saturday. We packed these things. I mean, people can get behind that. We want to do it. And I think that photography really is, and I'll give you another example. There's a corner store. I won't say their name. No, actually, I think I will say the name because I love that they did it. It was 7-Eleven. And it was 7-Eleven's our franchise, right? And so I have to tell you, it's out of my way, this franchise store. And they posted a photo this day before yesterday, a photo of food and fruit and juice and milk in this photo. And they put it on social and said, because we know that a lot of children eat lunch at school, and maybe that's where they get part of their food. And now they don't get to go to school. They're going to school at home. And so what this store is doing is every day, if you're 18 or younger, from 11 to 1, if you come to this store, they're going to let you choose from that food and pick a piece of fruit and a drink for free to feed those children. I was almost in tears when I saw it. And I have to tell you, like 3 or 4 times a week, my husband stops to get things that we could get at the grocery store just so we can support that store for doing that. And when I posted that, I just said, we should all support them. And so everybody in that neighborhood now does. I think they should all do it, because I think it was really fabulous. But I think when people see you do good for others, they want to support that, because maybe they can't get behind or their cause. Maybe they can't start a 501(c) or any of that stuff themselves. And maybe they can't even afford that monthly thing to one of those other things we talked about, but they can go to 7-Eleven and buy milk, right? Or whatever. So I think if you can take good product photography and attach a story and evoke emotion, whether that emotion is happy, sad, journey, adventure, whatever the case may be, that's going to help you.
And I think it's important because COVID really showed us that we have to support local, because the big chains can survive without the emotion part. But I think when everyone comes together, all the local businesses come together for that one common mission of just growth in the community, it's a huge part. And people are always like, well, I have an iPhone. Why do I need you? And I said, it's not about the photo. Like, if you take the photo out of it, it's not that. I'm going to help you visually capture your story. So all you have to do is tell your story in words, because not everyone can capture the story using a picture. It really is, a picture is 1,000 words, and people don't really know how to do that. And I think it's important that people have professional photographers. Also, if you think about it, how long it takes to take a photo, edit the photo, and then post it on social media, you're wasting valuable time where you could be doing other things in your business. So it's just like hiring and outsourcing everything else. Outsourcing your photography is just another way for you to save time in your business and also help with that story, truly showing your following who you are, what you do, and why it's important they support you.
I think that is so true. One of the things I did during COVID, when we were all at home and we weren't leaving, we couldn't get out, we couldn't do anything. And this photographer was posting on social, and it was iPhone photography, how to become a better photographer with your iPhone. And I'm not a very good photographer. My husband has all kinds of cameras and filters and all kinds of stuff. That's his jam. Me, I just point and shoot with my phone. And this photographer said that he was giving 90% off. And I was like, So what my husband and I did, like during COVID, when we would get out to get fresh air, we took our cameras and I practiced all the things he said. But I have to tell you, I have such fondness and really what it takes to really take a photo. Because I was one of those people that said, honey, I don't want to take a picture of anything unless there's a person in it, right? Whatever. But now I understand the whole difference between doing things and how you can look through a spokes of a wheel in front of some. I mean, all the different ways that you can do things. And now all of a sudden, I have to say I have a new appreciation. But now I notice everybody's photography in their photos for business. Like, I don't know if I would have noticed before. I mean, I'm sure I did notice, but I notice even more now, and I match up the story. Now, I know that I'm in marketing, but now I look at things and say, oh, wow, that was a great marketing thing right there that they did. Or, oh, that was really good that they did that, right? And stuff though. So it really does matter. And the fact of the matter is that you have a good product and you're just trying to sell your product, right? And get it in the right hands to your target audience. So I think it is really important. I have to tell you, I feel like a product photographer is so important. And if you have an office and you are an entrepreneur, have them come take pictures of you at your office so people can see you in action, what that looks like if somebody hired you, even if you're service-based. There's a way to be able to stage that too. So I think that is really important. And I have to tell you, Leah, I think this has been a fascinating conversation. And man, you really are an expert. And the whole thing with the story, I think, is really important. I know my audience is going to want to connect with you. How do they connect with you easily?
Well, the best way is my website. It has connections to everything that I have, all my socials, my podcast, my email, everything, which is chromephotoco.com, which I'm sure you will give them that website somewhere so they can go to it, but chromephotoco.com.
Perfect. And if they just look below, it will be right there. But then, because of everything you've talked to, the gift that you're giving, I'm so excited that you came with a gift, because I think this is a fabulous gift, just fabulous gift. So tell us a little bit about the gift.
Sure. So I'm offering a free caption guide, and everyone's like, oh, well, I already write my own captions, so why is this any better? Well, this helps you start your own story capturing caption, I guess you could say, but helps with that story already. So you could provide value. So it's a formula that helps anyone who's afraid to write captions, so they're not just writing the same caption. this is this, it sold for this much, DM me to purchase. You want to go way above that. So even if you've been in business for a couple of years now and you still haven't gotten the hang of social media, this will help you with Facebook and Instagram. It helps with that connection. You want people to engage with your photos, engage with your captions by liking them or commenting below. So this will help you. It's a simple formula that you can use for any caption on Facebook or Instagram.
That is perfect. And again, we're going to have that button below for you to click on and get that for free. I love that. And this is the portion of the show that I like to call the open mic portion. We are the Marketing Media Money Podcast. So I would like to invite you. So you've given us so much value, Leah, so much value. But if I asked you, and I'm going to, what is your number one marketing media and money strategy? What would it be?
Okay. I tell this to every podcast that asks me a very similar question, whether it's just a business podcast or a marketing podcast. You are not alone in your journey. And I'm talking to you in the audience. You're not alone in your journey. So focus on what your audience wants to see. So just because you want to post something or tell them something, you want to make sure you focus on your audience, because that is who is going to be your customers, your clients. This can go for service-based too. You really want that human connection. So in order to understand what they want, you need to do market research frequently. And I can help you with that as well. That I also have a freebie for that if you want help with that. So just head over to my website for that. But make sure you post content that relates to them and is of value to them, not just you.
Oh, that is a great strategy. Oh, and look at that. You double dipped in the freebie. So we love gifts. So I feel like it's Christmas, right? So you gave us a couple of gifts. So thank you so much, Leah, for being here with me. I mean, this is really a topic that I don't think it's talked about enough. And I love actually the candles and the puppies and all that. I just kind of tied it in. So we should all be feeling really good. But I think this is really good. And absolutely, you are an expert on this. So I think this is important. I love that you're here so that now I have somebody to refer to in this case. So that's awesome. So thank you so much for being here with me today.
And I appreciate having you invite me to your podcast, Patty.
Thank you so much. And to the audience, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. I hope you really got some eye-opening insights into maybe how you could do things a little bit differently. Make sure you go to Leah's website, grab the two gifts that she has for you. Check it out. I'm pretty sure that a conversation with her would help your business no matter what you do. So take advantage of that. I think that would be amazing. So thank you so much. And as long as we're thanking people, I want to thank my sponsor. So the Marketing Media Money Podcast is sponsored by Meg Schmitz, founder of Take the Leap Franchise Consulting Company. The franchise industry is becoming booming as people look to diversify their income streams with essential businesses without having to quit their day job. So to learn more and to schedule a call, go to megschmitz.com. The conversation is free, but the insights are priceless. So I want to thank her. I want to thank you again, Leah. Most of all, I want to thank my audience for coming here and showing up week after week and having some exciting conversations with us, giving us great feedback, making sure you leave those reviews and those ratings. I love that and I appreciate it so much. So to you, I thank you for that as well. So I hope everybody has a phenomenal day and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.